Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 Venice Film Festival. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Paradise is Burning in the section Orizzonti, Mika Gustafsson. How are you feeling today?
I'm incredibly happy.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, what could be better? For this is my debut film, my first feature. I made a documentary before, but this is my first feature film, and I really wanted to go here with the film, and I actually told the kids, the three actors, like, maybe we go to Italy, maybe we go to Venice. And they were like, when I told them, they were like, you already told us. And I was like, did I? They were like, yeah, you said it when we were filming that we should go. So I'm happy.
Fantastic. I would like to ask you about the music. You know, I find it very, you know, fabulous, amazing. You choose like Life's Just a Moment, or Susie, Blue Moon. So this song have a meaning for you. That's why you put them in this particular scene. Can you tell about this thing?
I think, you know what, while I was writing the script, I was writing the script together with Alexander Erstrand, and we collected a lot of materials. We visit places, we collect a lot of music while writing. And for me, maybe it is a little bit like, I come both from documentary and fiction world, like connecting like stuff. So I think it started already there. But for me, it was also going back. Some of the songs are like Gasolina and Aventura. It's from when I grew up.
Yeah.
But I wanted the world to be its own. So it's no especially city. It's no especially, almost not an especially country and time. So I wanted to mix
elements.
New music and old music. And it's hard to say how I choose, but it's a feeling that you get. I'm also quite inspired by Tarantino or Xavier Dolan to play with film.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's very serious. I'm like, I want to create these girls that I haven't seen before in film, and then I want to play around. And I think it should be both.
Yeah, it's an amazing job, actually. So, you know, the film celebrates, like you said, the bond of sisterhood and the shared secrets of growing up, actually, because there are all these, you know, groups of kids that are helping each other and, you know, anche, of course, fighting each other, too. And so how did your personal experience or observation in your life has, you know, make you portray this kind of care relationship in the story?
Of course, I seen this story, you know, from boy to men a lot.
Yeah.
About growing up and learn from life and take some hits and stand up again and learn from it. And I haven't seen that too much between girls. And I think the film is almost like a love story, but between girls, friends or sisters. And I really wanted to explore that. To make them bad persons and good persons and aggressive and very, very sweet and vulnerable and loving, everything at the same time. So I really wanted to play with how can I make this girl as complex characters as possible. So there was something like, you know, I've seen this. I have friends who fight when I grow up. I've seen this. I have felt this. And I haven't seen it too much on cinema. So there was really something make me, you know, going on when I was writing the script.
Totally. Portrayed the truth, actually.
Yeah.
A real thing. So, you know, the film also showcased this thing that you say that is, you know, intimate interaction between among girls. And so could you tell us about the casting process in order, you know, to make feel the chemistry on your story, like with Bianca Del Bravo, Dilvina Saad, Safira Mosberg? How did you find them?
I always say, like, you know, blowing up cars cost a lot of money, but finding really, really good actors also cost a lot of money. So it's also putting it in. It took 10 months to find them.
Oh.
And like Bianca, I think I worked with her like a year before. And Alex, who I wrote the script with, he's also an actor from the beginning. So we worked a lot together as an actor and a director, having these workshops with the girls.
Okay.
To make them learn acting skills. It's everything between like learning text, what is improvisation. We had it's a lot of fights in the film, so it's of course a lot of stunt workshops and I think we worked with them like for at least 4 months, very concentrated to get them together. But also, like, you know, Dilvin, the middle sister, she's a football player.
Yeah.
She's really good, you make making the team. Like, come on, girls, we get together. Like, and they have this, and Bianca is really good at text. So she learned, you know, they learn from each other and realize that you have to be a team player to be a good actor. So I think there was a key, like, finding the right group that could also help each other. But also Elin, who casted, I was like, you have to street cast like everywhere. Like, so we find Bianca outside the store and Safira actually on the train station, I think.
Yeah.
And Dilvin at scouting in the school. So it's totally different places.
Nice. Thank you so much for being with us. We have been with Mika Gustafsson, director of Paradise in Burning, in the section Horizonte. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.